Sarah Silverman, Jared Kushner resembles Mengele, could play Nazi. By Joshua Klein on February 18, 2021. In the latest episode of the Sarah Silverman podcast, far-left actress and comedian Sarah Silverman attacked Jared Kushner, claiming that the former president's son-in-law could play a Nazi in a film and adding, "He is not capable of empathy. If you were casting a Nazi for a film, he'd be called in," Silverman said last week in reference to Kushner. Kushner served as the White House senior advisor during the Trump administration and was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize last month. The statement came in response to a question from a caller expressing frustration with Kushner, a grandson of a Holocaust survivor, for not condemning Holocaust-themed apparel allegedly worn by some neo-Nazis during the storming of the U.S. Capitol in early January. The caller noted anti-Semitic symbols, such as a Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt, and specifically referenced a widely circulated image of a man whose shirt read 6MWE, an acronym for 6 million were not enough, though it was later shown to have been taken at an earlier, unrelated event. How does Jared Kushner not address this, speak out against this, or resign? Anything, anything, when his own grandmother was in Holocaust, the caller asked. What kind of person is this? Does he just not care? Does he not have a soul? Does he not care what his grandmother went through to survive? Silverman, who has over 2 million Instagram followers, replied by first commenting on Kushner's appearance. "First off all, I've never seen someone so not Jewish looking," she said. "If you gave him tiny circle specs, he would look like a Nazi doctor. Like a Dr. Mengele," she said, making reference to the infamous Nazi physician. Nicknamed the Angel of Death, Joseph Mengele gained notoriety for performing cruel and grisly human experiments on concentration camp inmates, including children and twins. In what appeared to be an attempt to backtrack, Silverman then said, "That's actually not true. None of that matters, of course, what he looks like. I'm being superficial," before claiming that Kushner is not capable of empathy. "All they were given to signify love was money," she said, in a seeming reference to Kushner and his relatives. "So that is what they covet and seek most, at, ironically, any cost." This is not the first time Silverman, 50, has stirred controversy. In 2019, in response to Women's March organizer Tamika Mallory's refusal to condemn anti-Semitic remarks of Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan during an appearance on The View, Silverman merely said she was heartbroken but will stay hopeful because I don't want to give up on Tamika. Also in 2019, Silverman offered effusive praise for Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, after the latter published a Washington Post op-ed outlining her foreign policy views. "I'm so down with this," she wrote. That year, Silverman also revealed that producers fired her from a movie she was set to co-star in after discovering a photo of her in blackface, which stemmed from a comedy sketch in 2007. In 2018, Silverman attacked then-President Donald Trump on her Hulu series I Love You, America, saying he has gone full Hitler. That same year, Silverman insisted that Trump is such a Jew-hater and a Nazi that she is very lucky she is not forced to wear a Jewish star in public. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.